Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Bain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Toth. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Lind reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogel covering, for the out. Lind scores. Sewell moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0 for 1 in the game. Bain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bain. The throw from Berry and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Lind covering, double play. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bain bunts towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to third. Bain moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Myatt scores. Bain moves to third. Lind moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Russell now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Bain scores. Lind moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Lind scores. Sewell scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Pat Simmons now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Gerber goes all the way around to score. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1 Indians. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Pat Simmons. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to home to get Berry. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Slayton now pitching. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 3 in the game. Langford takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bain moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer bunts towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Bain covering. Safe. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tote moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.